Wisconsin paper mill waste will not only produce ethanol and electricity in the future, but will also replace fossil fuels and other far more valuable products, according to UW Stevens Point paper science professor Don Guay.
One of the largest consumers of petroleum in this country is making things like plastic and rubber. And, you know, we believe that displacing this CO2 is just as valuable as displacing the CO2 that goes into electricity and that goes into liquid transportation fuel.
Guay says he and UWSP biologist professor Eric Singsas are very close to finding a way to use pulp waste to make the raw material for rubber, a chemical called isoprene. The process involves converting wood pulp into sugar and then using their own genetically engineered bacteria to convert the sugar into isoprene. Guay says the chemical is almost worth as much as finished paper itself.
You know, at its peak, when gas prices were very high, isoprene had a value in excess of $20 per gallon.
And how much does it cost to make this if you can get $20 per gallon off of it?
We're targeting a production cost of $2 a gallon.
Guay says if all goes as planned, Wisconsin paper mill waste could be producing rubber on an industrial scale by the year 2013.
We want to take all of the wood and convert as much as we can into valuable products so that we can displace carbon dioxide but also generate a huge impact on the environment.
The UW Stevens Point researchers are working with American Science and Technology Corporation of Wausau with funding from the Department of Defense. I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.